Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, we've got some champions, some state champions. First time since 2005, your ECS Eagles are state champions, this in Division II AA. Trey Adams, the first-year head coach, making this look awfully easy. I'm not sure it's that easy. I'm sure he'll tell you that it's not, but getting it done in his first year, bringing a state title home to ECS. And we've got one of your best players, Ethan Saunders, right here with him. Gentlemen, welcome in and congratulations.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We're excited.
You didn't seem nervous at all in your first one yesterday. I'm sitting there watching you on television. You're doing a halftime interview. I'm trying to see, okay, well, wait a minute. He's struggling a little bit with the CPA team they beat early in the year, defending state champ.
Yeah.
And he seems as calm as and cool as the other side of the pillow. Were you that way or how'd you feel inside?
You know, we believe in what we do and, you know, as an assistant coach, you always try to take every opportunity to put yourself in different positions. And I've had, you know, opportunity to work under some great head coaches. And, yeah, you know, we trusted our game plan. We trusted our kids. We trusted our senior leadership. We talked about for 2 weeks, soak it all in. And I was, you know, I was trying to do the same. And I had, you know, there were nerves, but you got to stay calm. Stay collective, and the kids really fed off that.
You had drubbed, if I'm not going too far, CPA. Well, you drilled them pretty good early in the season, the regular season. And I think they asked you at halftime if that game mattered or had any impact. You said you didn't think that it's separate, but they looked like they had a pretty good game plan based off that one in terms of what they expected from you. Their defense played really well early against
them. Yeah. Coach Martin, CPA, they've got a tremendous program. They're used to being in that game in that moment.
Right.
And you give someone like that 2 weeks to prepare, you know, they're going to be ready. It was a fun high school football game. Two teams that will like to play in tight spaces and see who the toughest team is at the end. But the game in August, they played guys that didn't really play last night. And we played guys in August that, we've built depth. We were able to play different guys last night that maybe didn't play in August. So it was two different teams. Offensively, they were a much different team week one. They were a little bit more spread throughout the season. They've become, they want to run the football first, much like we do.
When you're taking the job, I mean, it's your first year. Are you envisioning this at the end of it? I mean, come on. I mean, you're envisioning building, right?
Yeah. I mean, we knew taking over, we were in a good spot. We knew we had great senior leadership. I'll let Ethan talk on that in a little bit. But these seniors – at the end of the day, it's still three head coaches in 4 years. They didn't have to buy into what we were doing culturally. The credit goes to the seniors. We never talked about Cookeville from the beginning. We never talked about the state championship. We talked about let's just do things the right way, on the field, off the field. We're hard on these guys, and they bring it every day. They respond every day. They enjoy being a family. We talked about being a family from day one. And they enjoy being around each other at practice. They enjoy being around each other during school. They're great ambassadors for our ECS community and our school as a whole.
Ethan, I'm curious, did y'all feel, obviously you're looking to represent ECS well, did you feel any extra weight being the only Memphis team, you know, in the Blue Cross Bowl, just feel any extra weight just for the entire city, right? You want to go up there and win it, not just obviously for ECS, first one since 05, but for the city. Y'all were the only guys from Memphis up there.
Yeah, personally I felt a little weight just because
it's awesome.
I felt like, it was an exciting moment, and it was something to prove of what we can do as a school of ECS. And we hadn't had the best last, you know, 5-6 years. And I thought last night really proved who we are and what we're going to be in the future.
So at what point are you guys all in with this? Like, what point does the belief start? Like he said, I mean, you're three coaches, 5 years. Like I said, it's not necessarily going to be there. When did you start? Did you know the first day? Is it some point during the season?
Well, my sophomore year when Coach Adams came in as the linebacker coach, he instantly made an impact on my life. And I think he did with all my other friends and all my other teammates, especially like Austin and outside linebacker Preston Daniel, because he was the linebacker coach. And he really just, we bought in once we found out he was the head coach because we trusted him, we knew him, and we knew that he had a plan and that it was going to work out.
You mentioned Austin Hill, senior linebacker, Mr. Football winner. Broke his ankle at the end of this game or close to it, or we're checking?
He's at the doctor right now.
He's at the doctor?
You know.
We were hoping to see. Is he?
I hope it's not broken. I doubt it is, knowing him. He still tried to finish the game.
I saw he's at the.
He's tough.
Going to Army?
He's committed to Army right now. Mr. Football, you know, more proud of how he conducts himself in the classroom. 28 ACT, 4.4 GPA. He just does all the things. He does all the things we ask of him. I'm sure his ankle's fine.
That's what he's going to tell you, at least.
He's going to say it's fine.
He had a big play offensively, too, for you yesterday.
He did. He had a good 55, 60-yard reception. You know, you get someone like that at North and South, he's tough to bring down. Obviously, he played a tremendous game defensively, but it was fun to watch the big guy take the little boot pass down the sideline.
With the hurdle.
With the hurdle.
No question
with
about it. Hurdle. He was fantastic. I got to ask you about it. At the end of that game, I'm sitting there, I'm saying, okay, well, they got CPA's got no timeouts. They're probably going to punt it back because you had an opportunity either to go for it, right, and put it all on your hands and have it, or to punt it back to them. You decided to go for it. Is that Trey Adams, the coach, on most? You're going to control what you can?
Yeah, I mean, we're out there to play. We're playing to win. You know, hats off to Coach Vogel and the defensive staff. Our defense really came out in the second half, played physical football. CPA didn't have a timeout left, less than a minute left in the game. You know, you got a group of seniors in the huddle. Let's go get it. We didn't execute, but that's what we believe in.
And they did it.
And, you know, and unfortunately we didn't get the fourth down, but defense had a great four-play stand. And
monster
stop. Here we are today.
Absolutely, a monster stop. So what's this look like today at ECS? Y'all doing an all-day pep rally? How's it go?
Ethan, I don't know if Ethan's made it to class
yet. I haven't made it to class yet today.
You deserve that, bro.
Yeah, it's the perks.
Nobody's going to hold
that
one against
you. The perks of being a champ.
Yeah.
What time's the pep rally? What time's everything doing? I mean, my gosh, this doesn't happen every day.
It doesn't.
I know y'all are, was it five for y'all now?
Five.
Overall?
That's number
You're
five.
Used to it, but it hadn't happened since 05.
You know, I'm sure our new head of school, Mr. Brady's got something planned, but, you know, we had tremendous support. We had a pep rally basically all day yesterday in Cookeville. The support was tremendous. Mr. Brady gave both campuses off yesterday so they could travel. You know, so it's exciting. You know, but football's still just one phase of what's going on with our school. Braxton Brady has brought an energy and a buzz to our school, our community, that we hadn't had in the past decade.
The headmaster.
Yeah, he's new. Mm-hmm. Yeah, year in. So, you know, football, we're glad to be ambassadors of the school. But everything going on with ECS right now is phenomenal. So we're excited.
Brother Brady and his son, the holder over at Memphis for a shout-out.
Yeah, everybody, we need to vote for him.
That's right, yeah.
Holder of the year.
That's holder
Preston
of the year.
Brady.
That you can, Preston Brady.
Yeah, and then he's got a phenomenal deep snapper for us, Bennett Brady. He's a sophomore.
That's right.
Following kind of in Preston's shadow. So, yeah, it's
special teams family over there.
Special teams you. That's right.
Now, tell me this. I don't want to get too far. And I think John, maybe you're probably about to ask him the same question.
Well, I was going to say, because I'm sure you have a speech planned, right, at this pep rally, some sort of address you'll make. And I'm just curious, like, how quickly in that address will you thank Intercom for helping mold you into the man you are today?
He'll be in the top three, top four, no doubt.
You used to work here?
I worked for Brad Carson a little bit about a decade ago. Look at him back there.
Because that ain't a football coach over on that side of the glass. So what the heck is happening?
We did some remotes together.
That is hilarious.
It's safe to say worked out well for you, better for
you. Where were you? Where were these remotes at? Were you like at concerts?
We were at the zoo. I remember the zoo.
The zoo was a big one. Yeah.
The zoo was the big one.
So you've been grinding. That's the point.
Your life got so much better, Trey.
If you're doing remotes and promotions, you're a grinder. Yeah. That's what that says.
Well, it was long hours. It's almost as long as being a football
Even
coach.
John didn't have to do that.
No, man. I don't know. So I respect that grind.
I was gonna. We were gonna see. I messed with John earlier. He's never touched a gold ball.
I don't know. Maybe later on, as you guys, I know you've got so much going on at ECS today, but just to have this time with y'all, certainly appreciate it. Maybe on the before we get out of here, we can let John touch.
You got
to
ask Ethan. I don't know if Ethan's going to let anybody else touch it.
I'm not sure.
Have you had it all day? Undo it.
Yeah, you got it all day long, or is each teammate have to get a little time with it? Like
I think we're going to switch it off a little bit.
Nice, very nice. Congratulations,
absolutely.
Brother. Again,
congratulations, guys.
This is nothing is you cannot take this stuff for granted, man. Could be, what was it, 2005?
Yeah.
Was the last one.
Yeah.
Here we are 14 years later. You make it look pretty easy, so maybe it'll be you want to promise another one next year?
Absolutely not.
Congratulations to ECS and Coach Trey Adams. Brother Saunders, congrats, guys.
Thank you.
All right.